Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, guys, before we start today's show, you know, here at Part of the Problem, we want you to have amazing sex. We'd like you to have amazing sex, which is why I want to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray, that's been used by over a million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. No prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. It's easy to use, it'll help you last longer, and it'll give you more confidence. See what the buzz is all about for yourself. Grab a bottle along with all of your sexual wellness products, from specifically formulated arousal gels to supplements and more, in one trusted spot that ships fast and discreet. Go to promescent.com. No promo code needed, as they're offering free shipping with a 60-day money-back guarantee. One more time, that's promescent.com. They've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. Go check them out today at promescent.com. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
We need to roll back the state. We spy on all of our own citizens.
Our prisons are flooded with nonviolent drug offenders.
If you want to know who America's next enemy is, look at who we're funding right now.
Every single one of these problems are a result of government being way too big.
Everybody from the show, guys, the hilarious Sam Tripoli, my brother Chris from Brooklyn, Chris Faga, and the man who will surely be canceled any day now, Ryan Long, please come to the stage.
Thank you for jinxing me.
All right. Well, thank you to all of you guys for coming and doing the show. I don't know exactly what a Skankfest Part of the Problem mashup is. It seems impossible, and yet I've made a small career out of it. So, let's go down and vote. True or not true? Sam, you're the conspiracy theorist guy here, so I'll go to you, but I just want everyone's opinion first. Did Joe Biden shit his pants, yes or no?
Truth, truth, truth. I'm gonna go truth. But it's all psyops. Everybody that age is shitting their pants. Your grandma shit their pants. The Pope shit in his pants. Everybody's shitting their pants. But it's just more like drama to take our eyes off inflation. You know?
Hey, wow. I feel like that was right when the point was coming out. There's the fucking, the cough cam. He goes, but it's all to distract you from the...
It's like, Biden's turds just make me so emotional.
All right, Sam makes an excellent point. He probably did shit his pants, but that's nothing to judge. You know, we've all been there.
Better than when he shit in America's mouth.
I just think what's funny is that Biden shitting his pants has completely spread over the internet as this thing, and there is nothing to back it up. It is purely a rumor. They're like, someone said he shit his pants, but it's such a comment on Biden that everyone else was just like, that does sound right. That does sound like something Biden would do.
The weirdest thing is this Ghislaine Maxwell shit. where it's like, we're going.
I knew you were
going to
take us there, Sam.
Yeah, well, I'm of the mind that the Clintons shit in fucking Biden's pants.
Biden's asshole knew too much.
A weird story about Bill Clinton is that when they talked to all the Epstein girls, they all said, Bill never fucked around with us. He would always fuck around with the boys. We've never heard any of that. Basically, Bill Clinton is the Andy Dick of the White House, right? He's just like, is there a hole? Let me hit it. Whatever it is, it is. And that's
Sam's going to fucking strip down Monica Lewinsky and then flip her around like the end of Ace Ventura and be like, she was a dude the whole time. Clinton's gay.
I mean, there's been some gay presidents, bro. George Bush Sr., Obama, and Bill Clinton just was like, whatever's good, bro, let's do it, right?
Wow. That's like half the have there been any not gay presidents? What if they were
That's
all
a great
gay?
Question.
Nah, you guys are right. Being the president's gay.
Same with billionaires.
More DL, presidents or rappers?
Wait, hold on, say that. More? Oh.
More down low, presidents or rappers?
Well, I'm not much of a rapper that I needed you to explain DL to me after that.
DL?
Down low.
Yes, no, I remember now.
Sam, is that a big conspiracy for you, the rappers being gay, like Dr. Dre?
Not for me, I don't care. As long as it's fucking a good song, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
You ducked the question, yeah. Is Dr. Dre gay?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
There and is do you have his number?
I mean, I'll tell you, if you listen to hip-hop songs, a lot of the threats are pretty gay. Like, whenever someone fucks with them, what
dude,
they're going to do to them is
Jadakiss
is
the gayest motherfucker alive. I'll tell you this right now. I'll rattle off some Jadakiss lines right now.
I'm going to spray you and your whole crew.
Perhaps, for instance, I give this faggot a French kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing I'll blow a CO just because it's boring. That motherfucker's the gayest motherfucker alive. But just because it's boring? No, make a ramen shank, Jadakiss.
Yeah, but if you're gay in a really gangster way, most straight dudes will be like, that's pretty cool. Like, he's gonna make out with this faggot just to teach him a lesson? All right. Well, shit, I gotta get that album.
I didn't know I was hanging out with Omar from The Wire. Rest in peace.
What's your new conspiracy, Sam? I know there's something big. Listen, by the way, I'm not even saying I don't know any of this shit. I'm not even coming off skeptical. My thing, as everyone who listens to Part of the Problem knows, right, is more or less that it's not necessarily that I'm into conspiracies, but I think people who dismiss conspiracies are more retarded than the people who believe conspiracies, right? So I think that...
So you're calling Sam a little retarded.
And all honestly,
has any conspiracy
I'm a little retarded.
Yeah.
Dave was getting pretty into the JQ backstage, though.
Guys, I am the JQ. I'm working for them. This is all to bring you guys down. But I'm saying, like, you know what? Like, people will be like, well, the election was stolen. And I know the election was stolen because of this machine and this ballot and this dump drop. And they always know a whole lot of shit that's retarded. And they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But that's one thing. But then the other side will be like, I don't think the government would lie to us about an election. And you're like, that's like 10 times more retarded than theirs. So like, would a government do that to its own people? I don't think so. Or read a book about history or something. So you're like, so I have more disdain for that. So the Maxwell bitch, it does seem pretty fucking shady. Epstein seems shady. I believe anything. I don't know.
Well, it was really like, you go, maybe it wasn't that, but something's going the fuck on.
Yeah, really.
It's like getting, you know, you're fucking someone's with someone cheating all the time, and you're like, you're doing this, and they're like, no, look, I was here. You're like, all right, well, maybe it wasn't that, but something's there. And then there's a group of people that were like, no, they were at the bus stop. And then it becomes where they weren't they at the bus stop. That's conspiracy discourse.
What's the...
We're always talking about the bus stop all the time. We're like, that fucking bus stop,
tell
bro.
Tell us what Dr. Dre
That's
did
where
the
they
bus stop.
We'll try to get back to it. So tell me, what's the fucking COVID shit? What do you believe? Is this some great reset shit? Are we all being trained?
Yeah, well, you know...
Dr. Dre's being trained.
Hey!
There was, by the way, Tupac did accuse him of being gay several times publicly. Go look it up. Fascinating history. All right, anyway, go ahead. There it is.
Well, Tupac was gay, so that all works out.
So who would know better?
Did somebody just go, hey, you know, the whole thing is just a setup for the fourth industrial revolution, and they've planned the whole thing. Basically, the world's ran by two companies called Vanguard and BlackRock, and they own giant chunks of every part of every major corporation, and they actually fund the World Economic Forum, and the World Economic Forum works with the CDC, and they basically funded the fucking Wuhan lab, which who knows what's real about that. But before this whole thing came out, there was something called Event 201. It was held at Johns Hopkins University. And at Johns Hopkins University on this day, they planned out every single moment of what is going on. The only difference in their simulation was that this Wuhan, this virus, this bat virus, started in Latin America and worked its way up instead of a wet market in China. And that's where it got, all this stuff has been planned. There's all these bills being passed in 2018, 2019 for the coronavirus. This is all about getting us, this is about, this, and this is a comedy show, by the way, I know this. It's all about two things. Social credit score and transhumanism. And that's where it's everything's going. And that's why you just saw the metaverse.
That was an excellent point, but Sam, your mic was actually off. If you could take it from the top and just give us that whole thing one more time. That's, I'm sorry.
And don't spare on this trans stuff you're about to get into.
Dude, say whatever you will about what Sam just said right now. It was so much more coherent than Biden at the UN last week.
Man, if Biden got up and said that, I'd be like, I am listening. What are we doing?
This country's about to be awesome.
I might just fall in line. Like, you know what? I don't know what the shit is.
I'll shit my pants for that, man.
I don't know what the shit is, but we're doing some shit and shit's getting done. All right, I'm following him. We're going to be transhumans. What is... Oh, man. I think I've heard...
Like the Ninja Turtles?
I've heard Alex Jones say this word. I don't know what it means. What is a transhumanist? What's the plan? We're going to be more than just humans.
You ever see They Live, bro? That's basically what it is.
No, it's actually chicks with dicks, guys, okay? That's, no.
So much hotter. I'm here to chew dicks and spit them out, and I'm all out of dicks.
So are you saying...
Transhumanism is the belief that we're going to blend humans and machines, and that's where they go.
Okay, so that's the singularity shit.
Yes,
right?
That's what they really want.
Oh yeah, well, that's gonna happen. Yeah,
that seems reasonable.
Yeah, well, that seems pretty obvious.
Like, okay, so conspiracies aren't that
well,
weird.
Well, no, I'm just saying It does seem like that's. I don't even think that's that crazy of a thing. Like, right? Isn't technology? It's just kind of like it's like inching closer and closer and closer to us. Like it's fucking.
How long till everyone wears the glasses, Sam?
Remember they tried to do that with Apple or Google? They're like, Google glasses. And Google literally put out like an email to everybody like, hey, stop looking so creepy in these glasses, right? And that's what, I think here's the whole thing with this metaverse shit. So here's something very interesting.
I did not follow that starting point at all. So starting from the metaverse.
Well, it started with Iron Man and then there was Captain America.
I'll put it in words that... These people can understand the betaverse.
So here's something very interesting. When Facebook was hacked, it was gone from the internet. It did not exist. You couldn't find it. It wasn't anywhere. When it came back, there was one thing different about it. And this is the truth. And this is going to sound crazy. Donald Trump had a Facebook page that wasn't there before, which means... that this was not the same Facebook. Someone had replaced it with a new Facebook.
Oh, okay. Shit, it got buried in the pet cemetery.
Yeah.
And it came back. It's not quite the same Facebook you put in.
It's just a total switch out. And then, boom, all of a sudden they're like, we got a new name, everything's fucking different, and this is how they're gonna move everybody into the transhumanism, move all you fucking useless eaters into fucking metaverse.
And you don't think a bit of it is like Zuckerberg trying to be the guy that owns the crypto space?
Well, you know, there's a couple things going on. First of all, Facebook has a problem with young people, and this is a good way to get them in. And Zuckerberg is a AI robot, so... But no, dude, the whole story, here's an interesting... and I'll shut up. But
he's so much less hot than the Ex Machina chick. It's fucking totally depressing.
Agree. I totally agree, dude. Here's the thing. The story of Facebook isn't real. The movie isn't real. That's not what really happened. So, and then I'll shut up. On February 4th, 2004, okay, the Pentagon...
The Gulf of Tonkin.
The Pentagon
doesn't, by the way, and I want you to go with this, but I'll tell you, whatever point you're going to make, if you just know the date going in, it's a way better sell than if you don't. Like, as soon as you go, September 4th, 2004, you go, guy knows his shit. And then he goes, he's got the date down, so... So probably this happened.
Dude, if he was leafing through some papers right now, he'd be the new Fauci.
February 4th, 2004, the Pentagon stopped a controversial program called LifeLog. LifeLog was going to be a program where they collect all your data for your life. So they ended it on that day. Do you know what other business was registered as an official business
operation? Black.com. It was Black.com.
Black.com.
That's when they bought the domain name.
White I thought LifeLog was it was in Joe Biden's pants.
That was LifeLog.
It was Facebook. Said. Facebook was registered the very same day. The story of Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, they're all fucking lies, man. Jeff Bezos' grandfather was a very wealthy oil man who started a fucking division in the government called what? DARPA. Amazon is a fucking extension of the U.S. government, and that's why they're killing off small businesses.
Listen, anyways, I'll tell you. I would not disbelieve any of this out of hand. I'll say it sounds right, and also I do not think that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck wrote Good Will Hunting. I just don't. There's no way. It was so good. And then everything else after that was just trash. Like, there's no...
Yo, you fuck just the town. Any movie about Boston fucking, can suck my dick.
You banged out a masterpiece when you were 20, and then just went on to give me James Bourne for fucking... Yeah, I just don't believe it.
Matt Damon.
I don't care. It didn't happen.
Dude, Rounders is just fucking Rocky for fat losers. Fuck those guys.
That was a pretty good movie, but goddamn it, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Just like fat losers go, what about like a real kick-ass, good-looking poker player who just gets in there?
How can I be an athlete but mostly sit?
He's also sick at Raid Shadow Legends.
Oh, shit.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank our awesome sponsor for today's show, which is Headspace. Are your thoughts running in endless circles in your mind? With the stresses of the last year and a half, 2 years, whatever it's been, it's more important than ever to practice living healthier and happier lives. And that's where the power of meditation comes in with Headspace. Our thoughts can be confusing enough. Meditation doesn't have to be. Headspace is your convenient dose of meditation, mindfulness, and sleep exercises to relieve stress, anxiety, and help you get a good night's sleep all in one app, making it easy to catch your breath and make time for your mental health. And it's one of the most science-backed meditation apps in the world. Proving meditation works, a study proves in just 2 weeks, Headspace can reduce your stress by 14%. I can't stress how important this is, especially in the current time that we're living in. Every single one of you, you know, before we take on the world and deal with all the political problems and all of that, you got to get your mind in the right place, and Headspace can help you do that. Find some Headspace at headspace.com/POTP and get 1 month free of their entire meditation library, the best Headspace offer available. Go to headspace.com/POTP today. Headspace.com/POTP. Headspace makes it easy to learn and maintain a meditation practice that will improve your mood, help you feel better, help you sleep better. This can really improve your life. I highly recommend you check it out. That's headspace.com/POTP. All right, let's get back into the show.
See, I'll tell you, I do kind of think that, and Rob, I don't know, you tell me what you think here, but I think the COVID shit is going to lose. I think they're pulling back, and then it's going to be climate change with all of this in the fucking background. Like, well, I mean, we've already done lockdowns, and we've already done all these shit, so, but I think COVID has kind of served its purpose, and it just seems like they can't get it any further. It seems like their guys, like, who are up there are just like, yeah, you're not even really trying to sell this shit to me anymore. You know what I mean? Like, there's like, even they don't really believe it. I saw some blue checkmark tweeted the other day, and they were like, all of the, you know, the fucking southern states that have less COVID restrictions have lower rates of COVID than all these fucking states with all these restrictions. Like, I'm really struggling to understand this. Can someone explain it to me? Which is already a hilarious way to look at that. Like, to just go, so, that doesn't make sense, right? So, like, what's the answer? Because it can't be that we're wrong. So how is it exactly that we're right? Like, that was more or less his tweet. Like, so how are we right? Someone explain to me how we're right. And then the thread was just the most delusional justifying of it. It was just all these blue checks, like, being like, well, because, I mean, so many people have already died there that, like, there's no one even to kill anymore down there. So, like, they just couldn't come up with a rationalization. And then, like, people would fuck with them, and they'd be like, well, if everyone's dead there, then I guess we don't need the vaccine passport here. And they'd be like, no, you still need it, because everyone... And it's just so... And I just was looking at that, and I was like, I know... We're all a country of dummies, us included. But this is actually too dumb. I don't think they can... I think even they're going to be like, all right, let's fucking reset for a little bit and then fucking come back with some next shit.
Do you get worried that if we do pull back, no less?
You promised, Sam.
Do you get worried?
Wait, I want to know this. It's a question for me. Let's get to this.
Do you get worried that if we pull back right now, we've learned no lessons from... what these fucking piece of shits are doing?
Zero lesson will be learned. They're going to start preaching BlackRock, ESG, global warming. They're
ESG
pivoting.
Is big, dude.
Yeah, it's all the ESG scores. That's what's coming next. I'm just letting you people know.
By the way, if you guys don't notice, Rob's been holding it in for a while, just passionately agreeing with everything Sam's been saying. It's like, fuck, finally. Finally someone gets on this fucking show and lets people know.
He's right.
And I was like, okay, well, let me tell you about the fucking ESG. Okay.
Explain your ESG to everybody, because they might not understand what that means.
All right. It's not extra super gay.
It's also not the salty stuff in Chinese food. That's a common mistake.
So there's a lot of far left things that none of us would vote for. No one in the country would vote for. It's like shutting down industries on behalf of global warming. It's dumb shit like promoting women. No one likes that. It's, hey, how many queers have you made CEOs? It's real shit. It's all that stuff that we would never vote
for. Cultural Marxism.
Yeah, it's all that stuff. And so what they did was the Fed, they lined themselves up with BlackRock. They got all the funds together on Wall Street. I think it's $9 trillion under management. And they said, we're only going to invest in your company if you have proper ESG scores, which is basically a Chinese credit system. And so what's real creepy about this is now they're also creating new regulations. I feel like I'm like Billy Madison now, and I'm like just going off. No, they're creating...
You can do it!
No, they're creating new laws where you're going to have to... It's compliance. You're going to have to report your own ESG scores. You're going to have funding stripped from your company if you're not compliant. And the Fed is in on this, and that's where all of capital is going. So
But everything's going to be okay.
I just want Sam to whisper in Robbie's ear, you got chops, kid.
So, you guys... Like,
fucking Sam's going to poach Robbie from me before this episode is over.
Be like, nah, you thought COVID was bad. This was their practice round on fear-mongering. It's
people
ESG
have no
scores.
Clue what social credit score means, and you guys just think it's like, oh man, I'll just put my vaccine on my phone, it's all fucking fine. You guys have no clue what's coming. What's fucking coming is everybody snitching on each other. That's what social credit
Holy
score
shit,
is.
Holy shit, it is extra super gay.
By the way, you know what?
It's coming, bro.
You talk about the snitching, but the new Biden policy relies on snitching. Like, they don't actually have people who are going into businesses to find out whether
or not... All government relies on snitching.
Yeah, but
really, nothing for that? This, fuck you.
Just imagine this. Just imagine this. The TSA everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, the TSA. Everywhere you go. And then let's say you're just sitting
there. Is
there
that many fat black women in this country?
No.
We've got a lot.
Everywhere, even in Starbucks?
Chris. By the way, the answer, we do. We have that many fat black women in the country. One for every goddamn mattress in this country. We got a fat black chick who will be underneath that shit, ready to jump out at you. Well, yeah, but okay, so here's the thing, right? Is that there is, like, the interesting part of this moment is that I do think there is this huge backlash that's fucking growing. And I've seen this shit a lot before, even if all of this is true, where they have this fucking master plan, and the fucking plan doesn't work out. Like, there is no question. The whole New World Order plan for world government shit, that was real. Coming out of
Scott
the fucking...
Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Hulk Hogan.
Yes. And it failed. Vince McMahon fucked that shit up. You know what I mean? He's like, they thought they were going to be... But look, after World
you
War
I... You made Hogan a bad guy. That's where you fucked up, bro.
Dude, but I'm saying, like, so after World War I... with the League of Nations, after World War II, with the United Nations, the plan was to move toward world government. There were all these real fucking, all the Bilderberger type people had this fucking plan. But it failed because no one would fucking go for it. For the same reason the fucking Soviet Union broke up, right? Because the reason why no one would go for it, and I bet the people, I know a lot of you guys travel to be here, but the people who are from Texas, I bet, just the people from Texas here, okay? Tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is the average Texan's identity as a Texan? 7 is not what I was going for. Fuck, I thought...
Hank Hill, all of these people are boomhowers.
I think it is very strong. And no matter what the fuck they tell you in Texas, you ain't no fucking Washingtonian. You're not from fucking D.C. You're from Texas. You know what I mean? And... You know, that. By the way, this is what happened in the Soviet Union. Even after
the Bolshevik
fucking,
revolution.
But I'm saying even after fucking Stalin and the fucking whole Lenin and Stalin and the fucking all 70 years of fucking, you know, communists were crushing everything. Even after that, those people went, "Nah, I'm a fucking Ukrainian. No, I'm a fucking, you know what I mean?" And like, that's what we could still fucking have here. And I actually do kind of think.
But no Albanians, right?
I ain't fucking with Albanians.
Just Action Bronson maybe and none of the rest.
Maybe I'm not making this clear. This is about America. None of that other.
Thank God.
None of that weird shit. See, but I just think that it's like, that's what's going to fucking happen is that all these people, particularly the free states, thank God for fucking Florida, Texas, and South Dakota, because those are the states, they've done so much better that I think there'll just be too many angry people with guns, and they're going to have to fucking back off of this shit.
Well, they're
point.
Trying, bro. I mean, if you watch what they did, the Bolshevik Revolution, it's all through a cultural Marxism. Study the what? First of all, you go to cultural Marxism, first thing they'll tell you,
you promised.
First thing they'll tell you, first thing they tell you was, that, you know, it's anti-Semitism because you don't want to look into it. But it's like, this is cultural Marxism. Demonize the ethnic majority, elevate the ethnic minority, elevate... So
it's the black people's fault, finally!
It's not the black people's fault. But you break everybody up, and this is how you get everybody fighting with each other. So when you get to what he was talking about, which is these scores that they want these companies to fucking do, that's why you're seeing anti-business right now. That's why you're seeing companies doing things that hurt their business, because it's the only way they can work with these people at BlackRock. Now, I do believe they're going to lose, and they're losing right now, because we all see it in real time. And let me just say something real quick. I love Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle's fucking great. But if anybody thinks what that guy did is like this fucking insanely brave thing is fucking nuts, okay? You know what? Keep that fucking energy for John Gruden, who did a fucking private email and got lost his fucking job. And I love Dave Chappelle. He's the fucking GOAT, bro. He's the GOAT. But dude, listen, when you get censored, you don't have 1,000 fucking billboards in every fucking city. You're not on a $20 million jet collecting $20 million checks. Nothing's brave doing that.
It keeps coming back to the gay rappers with him.
Yes. So my point is, dude, this is all to get us to fight with each other. And reality, dude, is we're all part of the universe and we should all love each other. And who gives a fuck what you do with consenting adults? But they want to break you up into this shit, and that's why we all fight with each other. In reality, dude, when you see a black kid get shot by cops, you should march with them. When you see them not opening business because of COVID, you should fucking march with them, okay? If they don't let gays get married, you should march with them. You should march with them so they march with fucking you. Stop picking and choosing. How about this? Blue Lives Matter versus defund the cops. How about this?
Agreed.
Fuck bad cops. How about that one?
I
fuck cops. Fuck cops.
Stop fuck cops. Cops. Fuck bad
cops. Fuck cops. Fuck cops. Fuck cops.
Listen, I'll cheer to that any day. And if they don't let gays in, I'd
I
march
thought
it
was
with them.
A pretty
if they
good
didn't
show.
If they didn't let Yeah, if they didn't let gays in, we'd have 20 people in this audience. All right? Yeah. So thank God. Thank God those laws have been struck down.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Yo Kratom. Check them out at yokratom.com. They're probably the biggest, most consistent sponsor of our brand of comedy and free speech and all of that stuff. If you're not into Kratom, just ignore this ad. But if you're over 21 and you enjoy Kratom, go to yokratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. They're one of the biggest wholesalers of Kratom nationwide, and they created yokratom.com so they can ship it right to you at wholesale prices. You can't beat this deal. Everyone I know who's tried it says it's quality stuff. So go to yokratom.com, get yourself a $60 kilo today, yokratom.com. All right, let's get back into the show.
Well, I do. Listen, man, I'll tell you that it is a fucking... I love about this fucking moment, and I just feel, I don't know, man, there's so many people who are like, kind of like, well, dude, I mean, come on, all is lost. Like, this is so crazy. And you're like, I don't know, my grandfather like fought in the Second World War. What type of bitch would I have to be like, this is so hard that
yeah,
I just,
you think that's
I
bad?
Can't go on.
My grandfather fought in the Second World War and lost. How do you like that? You think your thing's bad? No, I'm just... I'm
fucking,
Irish.
But my my fucking grandfather like fell down, and your grandfather went, all right, so let me help you up. And he went, fuck you, Nazi. And took him out. It was great. Yeah, it was great. It was fucked up, but do what you got to do to win. But all I'm saying is, like, I really do, I think that all this shit is fucking, there's this huge realignment going on now. And to me, that's kind of like the connection to me between, like, Legion Skanks and all the fucking shit I believe in politically or any of that, is just, like, I get Sam's point. What Dave Chappelle did, and I thought it was good, you know, everything he does is good. It ranges from good to great. He's, like, maybe the best ever. But what he, that's my opinion, whatever. You could have your own fucking opinion. I kind of know a lot better than you, but whatever, like, that's fine.
I say Chappelle, Richard Pryor's son.
Well, the guy who raped Richard Pryor's son.
But here's, that guy, you've never hung with him, hilarious. But I say, like, for what it's worth, Killing Him Softly, he's put out some of the best comedy shit that's ever been put out. But to Sam's point, and this is what I'm getting into with what I think the whole Skankfest, Legion of Skanks thing is, right? Is that what Chappelle did was not even kind of, like, it would have been seen as pandering to the left 10 years ago. Like, he was kind of like, look, I love transgender people, I have nothing against them, it's just, I don't completely know, and they're like, you don't completely know? Like, it's not like he took some bold stance, and they can't, so we're acting like that's some victory that we stood up for him, so the whole fucking Legion of Skanks and Skankfest theme, and a lot of great comics, all you guys are fucking part of this shit, the whole our brand of comedy is like, no, we're not like moving all the way over here and then pretending this is still edgy. We're not moving one fucking inch from doing comedy the way we want to do comedy, and that's it. So don't tell me any of this other shit is fucking, oh, they really went there. We're doing, and it's not like we're reinventing the wheel. We're doing what all great comics always fucking did. Say the funniest, edgiest fucking thing you could think of and fucking go with that. And if someone, and make fun of this whole dumb fucking culture on all sides. Just fuck all of them.
Dave Chappelle's a clone.
And he's gay. That's why he hangs out with all those rappers.
Dude, all clones are gay. That's redundant.
All right. So they told me we got like 5 more minutes.
Just discuss the question of traps for a second.
What is that weird Gollum look you have right now?
Are they gay? And if they are, fuck.
You fucking, we were talking about this a little bit before, but Ryan, what do you think? Like, I'm kind of blown away by you that your fucking shit hasn't been completely fucking booted and demonetized yet.
It's crazy.
Because you do, dude, you do such a... just a phenomenal job.
Hold on, we all know it's this, because he's adorable, right?
I mean, this can't help.
Look at him.
No, this is
yeah,
your...
Come get me, you two.
Did you say that Ryan Long's grandfather was a Nazi? And that he's secretly still pushing a Nazi agenda? Is that what you said?
Yeah, because he liked Dave Chappelle's special.
Well, this is, you're building up a big audience online with your videos, but this I would consider, this is your safety school. Here, you know what I mean?
Like, you're recording.
Once you get kicked out, this
yeah,
is your
it
net.
Almost was.
Yeah, on yeah. Moment House, what the fuck is that?
But no, that is that's the number one. And everything
stems
like from
Hallmark
that.
Sounds like Hallmark streaming service, Moment House.
It's a new Tyler Perry movie about censorship. But no, that's the number one thing. Yeah, they just make you disappear. So it's always a threat.
Yeah, it is a fucking creepy thing, man. They really can make people disappear.
Yeah, you try not to let it get in your head. But then there's two parts of it. The first part is you're like, fuck them, I'll do whatever. But the second part that is more comedian than, you know, like podcast or whatever, is when you're doing a comedy show, you're not like, I'm going to say whatever I say. You're like, there is rules in this situation. Yeah. So I go back and forth between those a little bit. Like, how can I be funny in this game where I am pushing it to the most, depending on the platform?
Well, that is...
Fucking kicking it to the edge,
like, no,
bruh.
Well, you got to know. You go far and then you come... Like, well, on TikTok, I know dick out. They will delete that. So...
Wait, you can't take your dick
out. You pull it back.
Also, dick in a child. They'll delete that.
Yeah, you go. Then you pull it back a bit.
Well,
you go.
I'll tell you, that's fucked with me a bunch in the new comedy era, which is what's real. It's changed my whole outlook on my fucking career a lot. Is that like I don't fucking because I don't really know. I don't really think it's like a bottom up thing. I think it was a top down thing. But the top has like affected the whole culture, and now it's really not. You know, there used to be those old like the old school comedy advice would be like, hey, you don't just want to perform in front of your crowd. You want to perform in front of every crowd to see if your shit's really funny. Because if you can make people who aren't there for you laugh, that's, oh, you know, you really got something. Where, like, you guys, as much as I love you, you know, you guys know all of us, and so you're going to fucking support what we do. But now it's become a thing where, like, if I just go do some random fucking show, like, dude, you got to work so hard.
But it could somewhere in between.
Them.
Like, you still could be doing your crowd, and it's a bad, weird crowd for some reason.
Oh, no, I'm not
know?
Saying that can't happen. I'm just saying in general, like, particularly being in New York City and shit like that, where, like, these crowds, you're like, half the time, I do feel what Chappelle said, where it's like, I don't even want to make you motherfuckers laugh. Like, I don't like you. I don't want to have to fucking prove. Like, you literally, if I mention Trump in a joke, they literally, and I've noticed this because I've tested it out, they won't laugh until you disclaim it with, I don't like them. Like, just so you know, I'm not coming at this from, I'm on it. They wait to be like, wait a minute, are you the bad people? Or something like that. So for me, what kind of changed, I'm like, honestly, I like this shit. I just want to do shows for my fucking audience. I don't really care to make these other people. Like, if you don't want to fucking laugh at shit, then fine. I don't care. I don't want to, like, fight this fight. I already know I'm funny. I don't need to fucking convince you this is a funny bit. Like, it's just like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Well, you're retarded about everything.
Especially now that it goes on the internet after, where it's like people are watching and it wasn't even the proper context. Like, if you went there to fucking, if there's someone here like a fucking spy, and if there is, we're going to be problems.
There almost certainly is.
It's probably that girl.
And if you're looking for a quote.
And it's that guy right there!
Get him!
Here has to be a spy. Oh my God, the fucking Daily Beast did a fucking thing. This is what they wrote about me and Danny. I gotta fucking read this to you guys. So I do this joke. I go, I had to put down my girl's cat this week. And I go, well, I didn't have to. She was just out of town, so I saw an opportunity. All right. Yeah, and whatever, right? And I kind of say that fucking, I thought when they say testing makeup on animals, I thought it was like they put it on them. What's so bad about that, right? It's like, whatever. It's like a stupid.
Well,
like,
written.
It's cute, right? But then this is what Daily Beast says. Fucking Long took this stage and then riffed about the prospect of having his girlfriend's cat euthanized when she was out of town. It's fucking 2 days ago. How much? And then he said, how much mascara would this cat wear till it looked like a whore? Long joking about he apparently misunderstood animal testing.
Fauci's quote killing unquote, dogs. Who cares
we
about
made
one cat?
Whiskers look fuckable.
Quote unquote.
Imagine this being your fucking job.
It is. I've seen several.
I'm going to get quoted on the someone, whoever the spy here is like. And then he laughed at the process.
It's the girl with the big tits. Yeah. Everybody get her.
Yeah, yeah. There is no way.
Get her.
There is a girl.
Look at that girl. What is she doing at Skankfest? That's a spy. That is a mole.
So,
she's trying to get Lewis to rape her.
But your boyfriend better. Her boyfriend better love the Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
It is pretty funny, not just to take stand up. But to take the worst thing said on a podcast and a podcast like Legion of Skanks and transcribe them without the context. I've had, you know, like I got protested for the first time this year.
Woo, 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 woo.
It wasn't much, but I popped my cherry. And and it is pretty funny. Like, I've had this before when people are trying to, like, cancel me or get my shit banned or whatever, where they'll just take the worst thing said on Legion of Skanks and transcribe them. And even I'm like, oh, no, you shouldn't fucking ban me. But then I just read it and you're like, I get where you're coming from, too. I do. I understand where just reading that, that looks pretty bad. And even if I gave you the context, you're probably still probably... It's like, no, 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 we were making fun of retards. So it's not like that's... You don't get what we were doing there. Like, we were... So we're all going down. All right, last thing. We got to fucking wrap up because they're over fucking time here. But, dude, thank you so much to everybody.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Skankfest, I love you.